ITR broadcasts from the unceded traditional Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people, and we would like to acknowledge that. Welcome to the Nalini Bui Show. This evening, we have an amazing score for you today. We have some very, very special guests from all the way from India. And it's not every day that we have this opportunity. So not wanting to lose that, we thought we'd just invite them to the studio since we had a live event anyway going on today. So let me welcome my two guests for this evening. And we have more coming. They're coming in batches.
Hi.
Hi.
So let's...
On alternate Sundays between 8 and 9 p.m.,
we're going to restart this particular segment of the program,
producer, Rhythms India. Nalini Bui on Rhythms India on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Rhythms India is a dynamic show that brings several genres of rich Indian music and poetry in different languages and guest interviews as well. Presented are dance, folk, qawwalis, traditional bhajans, Sufi, rock and pop, also semi-classical and classical Carnatic and Hindustani music, all Bollywood numbers from the 1950s to the 90s and beyond. Enjoy pure instrumental items in percussion, on tabla, nagada, dole and drums, on strings, violin, veena, sitar, sarangi, sarod and guitar. Wind instruments such as flute, bamboo, saxophone, shehnai and nadaswara. Email me at nalini@rhythmsindia8@gmail.com. I love to present local Indian music performances by Canadian and visiting gurus and good artists of all ages. Now, enjoy Rhythms India. CITR Radio 101.9 with Nalini. CITR broadcasts from the unceded traditional Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people, and we would like to acknowledge that. Okay, so this evening we are ready to start our program, Rhythms India,
on CITR with your host, Nalini Bui. And I have two very, very special guests this evening in my studios, and they're here all the way from India. You don't get to see this very often, and so we welcome them heartily. And they had a wonderful show yesterday, and very gracious of them to come and do this show today for us.
Thank you for the introduction, and hello, everybody.
So, Raihana. Is that how I say your name?
Yes, yes, Raihana. You're right.
Raihana is a singer. She is a playback singer, not just a singer. She's a playback singer and a film composer as well for films in India. And I think that's your recent passion that you started composing for films. Is that correct?
No, it's been 10 years around, I think. Yeah, decade. Yeah, I've composed for 7 films.
Wonderful. So we really are in very, very good company today. So now, you have a very famous family background name, your son.
Yeah, by God's grace, yeah. My son is D.V. Prakash Kumar. Yeah, he's an actor. First, he's a composer, film music composer. Now he's turned actor. And he's doing a lot of films, and he's acted in Nachiyar and Veil and all. Veil. Was this thing? What is it? Composition. He was a composer in that.
Wonderful. So now, are these Tamil films, or are they? What languages are they in?
He does more of Tamil films. He's done. I think he's done Joker, one Hindi film, and then one Kannada film and two Telugu films he's done. Yeah.
So, folks, this means that this is such a versatile family. Look at the youngest member of this family can speak how many languages? She just reeled off Kannada, Tamil, Hindi, and English, of course. So he already speaks 4 languages. So you're really a very good family.
When we do films in other languages, it's not necessary that we have to know the language. We have people who translate, and they will do then whatever is needed, yeah.
This is called basic humility, you know. I'm sure they know a little bit of the language for sure, but probably not as much as a literary scholar, but even so. So congratulations on that. That means you've done a very good job on raising a wonderful kid for our generation. So now, what kind of songs do you like to sing or compose? Because I know they're 2 different things. You know, you wear a singer's hat and you wear a composer's hat.
Yeah. See, on stages, I like to sing very thumpy songs and very, you know, energetic songs. But when I'm listening, I'd like to listen to melodies. So as a listener, I love to do that. While composing too, I'd like to do melodies, but not just melodies. I don't like to stick to one genre. I would like to have funny songs. I'd like to have happy songs. I'd like to have melodies. Then I'd like to do some Western stuff, some jazz stuff, and so many.
She has such a versatile voice. Can you give us a little bit of a sample here, you know? Because we have a variety of listeners from all walks of life.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And so this is the university. And so basically, you know, we're introducing a little bit of all kinds of music. Okay. And, you know, so please.
I'll sing a Hindi song. Jin ke sar ho ishq khicha, paav ke niche jannat hogi. Jin ke sar ho ishq khicha. I hope my Hindi was right.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Of course. Way better than a lot of us here can speak. I'll tell you that. So tell me the meaning of the song. Tell our listeners. Just in a line. You know, just a little gist. What's the...
I think the world is full of love and... I don't know if I'm correct.
No, that's pretty good.
My heaven is underneath your foot. Mm-hmm. So underneath the foot of the lover, that's what it means,
right.
I think.
So this is, folks, what I was trying to get at is that this is a romantic genre film. And so it's humble love. It's not, you know, it's not broadcast as a, but it's a humble kind of a love.
Yeah, right.
And I do notice, who composed this one?
Yeah, Rehman.
Yes. So, so her, is that your younger brother or your older brother?
Younger brother.
So she's so proud of her younger brother and she sings all his numbers. So
coming not to all his numbers.
Well, not all, but most of them.
Yeah. I love his songs. I'm his first fan, yeah.
Wonderful. So this is the love of an older sister, but it's not just an older sister, you know. This is the love of a professional singer who recognizes good music when it's composed the right way and with the right literary language, right, you know, it's so it's passion that they bring together. True. So that is just, that's lovely to see. How did this start? Who was the, you know.
Motivation for
yes.
music? Actually, my father is a composer, arranger, and he's also a harmonist. So,
and
he,
his name is
R.K. Shekhar.
R.K.
And he was doing a lot of movies and he couldn't realize his dream of becoming a big, great music director.
Mm-hmm.
So he died of cancer when he was like 40 years
Sorry.
Old. So then my mother had a lot of instruments of my father. He was very much interested in electronics.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought a lot of instruments and kept it.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother had nothing but to give them out for hire.
Right.
And when she was giving them out for hire, people didn't know how to even use the instrument.
Oh, my goodness.
So she used to send my brother to set them up, teach them and all that. Then one day, when people were complaining about those instruments, she said, why don't you play them? And then, you know, we will get some rent out of it.
Right.
So that is how he started playing.
Wonderful. So you see, when God has a plan,
yes.
it all works out. So
Correct.
Unfortunately, they lost Dad. But his legacy stayed. And his legacy is being carried on by these beautiful children.
True.
So how many of you sing? How many of you are in?
Actually, all of us sing. But I think I have sung a little more into movies than my sisters.
Okay.
But all of us sing, yes.
Mm-hmm. So very talented family indeed. You're really blessed. And I'm glad
Thank
that you're
you.
Using
Thank
that
you.
Blessing. That's important too. So, so folks, as we listen to Rehana, let us hear one song that is your composition. Can we have a little bit of that, please? So that was a sample of a song in the Tamil language.
Yeah. You know what it means? Can I go?
Yes.
Yeah. Which means uire en uire, something, I mean, my life, something is happening is in my heart and mm-hmm. that is drinking away my everything.
I see. So, say that again. Something is draining?
No. Something is happening in my heart.
Oh.
Something is happening in my heart.
Okay.
Dear life, that mm-hmm. is mentioning the lover.
Right.
And it's eating me up
I
totally.
See. So, this love, this pining, this love is kind of taking away all my
yes
consciousness as such.
Right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, folks, you're on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Rhythms India is the show, and I'm your host, Nalini. And we will bring you one ad, and then we will follow with our program today. We have a wonderful score for you, so stay on.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment. It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck. My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man.
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
So now we have a very, very short clip of a local Canadian player playing the dole. So that's Karen Buller playing the dole. So that was a little bit of dole. The reason we play dole today on the show is because that's a North Indian instrument. However, a lot of the music that you've heard so far and will be hearing is mainly South Indian music. And so we have some very special visitors here from the south of India today. And I'd like you to meet someone of international fame. All of you must have heard of Mr. A.R. Rahman. He is a legend. He is a son of India that we're all very proud of. And imagine, they have somebody in the studio who was his discovery. Now, how great is that? So I'm going to welcome Mr. Vuvuri Kumar. Did I say your name right?
Right. You're right.
Very good. So I believe you have an exciting story to tell us.
Yeah, tell me.
So, when did you meet AR, sir?
When I was 13 years.
So, when you were just a young boy,
yes.
You were still in school.
Yeah.
And how many years, what did you do?
I played drums.
And how many years before that did you play the drums?
From 8 years, I started playing drums.
So, you had played the drums for 5 years. And so, who did you learn from?
That's my father is basically tablist.
Okay.
So, I am very interested about the drums. So I started seeing Sivamani, sir.
Okay.
So I inspired on that.
And what is your father's name?
He's P.L. Prasad.
So P.L. Prasad, sir, is Mr. Vuvuri Kumar's father.
Yeah.
And he used to play the tabla, which is a percussion instrument. And usually tabla used to be played in the northern Indian music genre.
He created a lot of things.
Wonderful.
Yeah. He tells a story with tablas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you tell a story with the drums. I heard you play when you came here with Mr. A.R. Rahman a long time ago. Was it 15 years ago, maybe? Or
2000, I came to Toronto.
Right. And you came to Vancouver at the same time?
No.
Because? No. Was that?
I came to Toronto.
Only to Toronto? So maybe I heard you there because I heard your performance.
Okay.
And you gave us such a treat after, which I've never heard any drummer play the way you did.
Oh.
So tell me what it is that you do that is so special with your drums. How do you hear that music? What do you do?
You're asking about any important song or something?
Well, you know how you play all the different types of beats? Because usually drummers will play... you know, whether it is Punjabi music
I
or
got,
whatever.
I got
you know?
It. The problem is I started with, it's my luck being with A.R. Rahmanji.
Okay.
He's my godfather.
So did he actually
Train
you to go in those areas or train your mind to go in those because you were so young and impressionable?
No, actually, he always try a new style.
Okay.
Usually we used to play dang, tak, nak, dak, dang, usually we play.
Okay.
But I try to play chan, da, da, ga, ga, da, ga. So we can play on the drums the same thing.
Right.
We play on the, the Punjabi style in the drums.
Okay.
So we will change it.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Vuvuri Kumar is trying to tell us is that, unfortunately, I'm so sorry, I apologize, we don't have the drums here today so he could show you his, all his splendor. But, I promise you in subsequent shows, I will bring you pieces of his drumming and you will get to appreciate it. And also a little bit later in the show, you'll be able to see a little bit of it live.
Sure.
But, just listening to him say the beats.
Yeah.
So now can you go through and tell us some other beats as well?
Yeah, actually he plays the song.
Okay.
When I go to the studio,
okay,
he just play the song. Play whatever you like.
Oh.
He tell me, he just give me choice. Then I start playing whatever I feel. If I play a regular thing, that doesn't make sense. So sometimes it makes something very different. Because in mentally we are already fixed. We are playing for A.R. Rahmanji.
Okay, yes.
So it has to be a different zone and the different style.
And it has to be perfect.
And the instrument style has to be different.
I see.
The instrument style is most different. If it is ganjara also, it has to be sound something like different.
I see. So it so basically, he is very versatile in his mind and he's always composing new things, always thinking of new things, and he wants everyone around him to do the same thing.
He's God kid. He creates.
That's wonderful.
He cannot. A lot of people there, but whatever he thinks, that nobody can do that.
So this gentleman has the best insight into A.R. Rahman sir's mind and brain and into his heart. And so he knows him best of all. How many years do you know him since?
36 years.
Oh, 36 years, that is a long time. You look like a very young man, and I know you said you met him when you were very young. So.
Thank you.
That is so wonderful. So please promise me that when you go back to India, you're going to actually send me a clip of, a little bit of your music.
Okay.
Just your drumming.
Okay.
And we will definitely play it on our station for our viewers.
Sure. I'm sure.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. So can you tell me one little story which sort of captivated your heart with A.R. Rahman sir when you were traveling to the West?
When traveling?
Well, if you need to think of some other story, that's okay. Or would you need a moment to think? I could talk to...
No, we cannot travel like him.
Yes.
He's out of the world. He travels too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he loves to travel then?
Loves to travel.
So, and the, you know, Tamil Peshingo, a little
Solana.
Bit if you want to. Solana. You know, and the time change, how do you assimilate? I
don't know.
No.
How do you do it? 3 days he will work.
Really?
Without break.
Really?
Without break, he'll work.
Amazing, amazing.
God gifted
so, our, then does he demand from his band also? Appadiye demand pannuvaala lazy very considerate says, no, you go and sleep now, you go and eat now.
Adhellam so avanga privacy kudupanga but andha avanga nanakkiradhu vara varalum kandipa wait pannuvar.
So how many hours evlo time neenga practice pannuveel for one, you know, at a stretch?
For the show it will take minimum 12 days.
12 days, but how many hours each day?
Each day.
Or naalai maximum?
Each day, it will take, 7 hours, sure. To 7 hours, yeah.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, here, Mr. Uri Kumar, he is an accomplished drummer himself. 36 years, he's been traveling with Mr. A.R. Rahman. But
yes.
He still practices for 12 hours with the band, with the show. So think about it. Perfection doesn't come easy. Perfection only comes with unwavering mind on the goal and with practice. Sorry, there are no shortcuts. That's it.
Yes, you're right.
And this group has everything. That is why he has chosen you to be a part of his group.
Yeah, we can get it. What he likes to get in that movement,
mm-hmm.
what kind of a sound he likes to get. So we can ease it. Because we traveled 36 years, you don't like that sound, he likes that sound. I can guess it.
You're in mental sync with him now.
Yeah.
Can pretty much it. Think about what
I
he's
can
thinking.
Guess it.
So that's why he loves you so much.
Yeah.
That is so, so beautiful. So we're going to let you have a listen. So, ladies and gentlemen, now that was Vallai Pookal. That means white flowers in the Tamil language. Tamil is the language that is spoken in the south of India and in Sri Lanka and a few other places as well. But Mr. A.R. Rahman started, I think, composing in Tamil, and then he moved on to Hindi and then on to English and so on and so forth. So we have today, as I said, his chief drummer-in-chief, his best friend from his band. We have with us, who's been with him 36 years. Now, he will tell us himself about what is he doing to continue this legacy. How is he bringing other drummers in when he is not able to go with Mr. A.R. Rahman anymore? Because I understand that he's an avid traveler and nobody can keep up with him. So you need other people and other pave the way for younger drummers. So do you also teach students? Are you grooming some people ready to get into the band? Or how does that work? Or does he choose them?
No, I play for the other music directors also.
Okay.
Aris Jayaraj, mm-hmm. Yuvan Shankar Raja.
Okay.
And a lot of music directors.
Okay. So so now with Mr. A.R. Rahman, what's your latest composition?
Ruby. Sanju.
So can you give us a little bit of the... Sanju. The new movie Sanju on Sanjay Dutt. Really?
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to. So folks, we're definitely going to bring you that little number later on another show. But can you give us a little bit of the rhythm that you played in that? Because he's so amazing. I'm so sorry. We don't have drums here to give him, but you know what? He did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So thank you so very much. And we're very glad to have you today and come back on your subsequent visits.
Okay.
And now we're going to, so folks, stay on Rhythms India. And we have these special guests from India. Well, I have another third one. We just introduced you to two, and I have one more, and he did a fantastic job last night at this concert. Well, you know, he sang a lot of Tamil songs, and I told you that Tamil is a language from the south of India, but he also sings Hindi, and I'm not sure what else he does, because he seems very talented. So I'm going to let you tell him yourself as to what he does. Dr. Narayanan,
hi.
What's your full name?
Dr. Narayanan, that's it. My father's name is Krishnamurthy.
Okay.
Call me as Narayan Krishnamurthy. How are you on?
Okay, welcome to my show. You're on the Nalini Bhui Show on CITR Radio 101.9 FM from the broadcast from the UBC campus.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just a little bit of an explanation from his introduction, because Krishnamurthy is his father's name. You know, in the south of India, names are, there's nothing like a first name, a second name, and a last name. So there's a first name, and the last name pretty much is your father's name or your husband's name if you are a woman who is married. Or a child, it's the father's name. So I guess we will just call him Dr. Narayanan to make it easy.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So now that we've established who you are, tell us in how many languages you sing.
I have sung in Telugu, Kannada, Tamil, lot more languages, Malayalam.
Excellent.
I can sing in any language, Sanskrit as well, because I'm basically a Carnatic musician. I am a trained Carnatic musician.
And how long ago did you... From
the age of 5 years, I have been singing.
Okay. I want to ask you how old you are now. He looks very young, folks. I'll tell you that. He's a young adult.
Thank you so much. So, I have been singing in a lot of languages, like... main is Tamil, mm-hmm. Telugu, mm-hmm. Malayalam, Kannadam.
Okay.
So many languages, Hindi as well.
So we have thought a lot of Kannada of yours as well. So
yeah.
Can you sing a little section in Kannada and then a little one in Malayalam, please?
Yeah, I can.
So we cover different bases here.
Yeah, but I very vaguely remember the lyrics, but whatever I know, I can just sing.
Okay, that's good.
I can sing one of the veteran actors in Kannada, Rajkumar.
Oh, wonderful.
That's
wonderful.
I think
wonderful.
Every Kannadiga knows about it. I don't have
That's
to
right. yes.
give any introduction. One fantastic song. Me and Shivamani performed in Bangalore uh-huh. together on concert. So I exclusively prepared this song for the audiences. I sang one song, just four lines. It was one of the famous hits in Kannada. Halu Jenu Vondaga Hage Nanna ninna jeevana halu jenu
ಒಂದಾಗ ಹಾಗೆ ನನ್ನ ನಿನ್ನ ಜೀವನ.
Something like that.
Beautiful. So, folks, halu is milk.
Yes. Jenu is honey.
Is honey.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just like milk and honey blend together, our lives.
Our life, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You are with the Rehman team. You're also romantic.
Yes.
it's wonderful.
You mean romantic or romantic? I'm both.
Yeah. He's got a good sense of humor too. So actually, Mr. Yair Rehman, there are several genres that he composes in.
Yes.
And a lot of his songs are patriotic songs as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's very much involved with the patriotic movement in, in Sri Lanka, in that song that we, he composed was about this little girl who wanted to meet her biological mother in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, Vellai Pookal, right? Ulakamai.
Yes,
beautiful
exactly.
song, beautiful composition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was a song that we had played just a short while ago.
Yeah.
And so this little girl was waiting to meet her mother in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Because of the civil war. And so it was a very mellow composition. And you wouldn't even imagine that during war that someone can have such a mellow composition. But if you think about it, it's a tiny little girl that was in this picture.
Yeah.
So it was, he's very, very sensitive. He's such a sensitive soul. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, and of course, his romance then is all robust romance, you know. Yes. Those songs are all, you know, very. And then, of course, the patriotic ones are all flamboyant.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Now, what is your most favorite song? Is it in Tamil? Is it in Malayalam?
Yeah.
Is it in, what's your language, mother tongue?
My mother tongue is Tamil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but still, you may
I do speak Kannada, Malayalam.
Okay.
Telugu I can't speak, but I can sing. I've sung in a number of Telugu films. People say, Miru Telugu, they ask me. No, I can just write it in Sanskrit and sing Telugu. My Telugu pronunciation, everybody says, you just sound like a Telugu guy.
Amazing. So, you know, that's another very, very interesting talent.
Yeah.
And God has really, I must say, blessed people from India.
Yes.
So very much. And it's apparent every single day on reality shows on TV in India, which we watch here in Canada as well.
Yeah.
And, this knowing a few languages, and folks don't make any mistakes, don't think that Telugu and Tamil are in any way close.
Yeah.
They're not. They are totally different.
Yeah.
And so is Kannada. Yes, sure, Sanskrit was the base for all these languages. These are the languages spoken in the different provinces in India. And we call them states, though. In India, back home, we call them states. So these are the different languages spoken. And, he already speaks five of them. Right?
You. Yeah.
So he sings in more than what he speaks even. And this is the one ability that I'm always, always amazed when I listen to the younger singers, the little babies who are singing, the young kids. Yeah. You know, even if they have an accent when they're speaking the language, when they sing, it is perfect. There is no accent at all. And that is truly amazing, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
I mean, that is God-given, and God has really blessed our land. We're just so grateful. So can you give us one more number? A fast one, maybe.
First, I recently sang for G.V. Prakash on fantastic song for actor Vijay's movie Teri in Telugu.
Okay, so G.V. Prakash is
Rehanaji's son.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so a brilliant composer.
Mm-hmm.
That I gave one, I just sang one Pakka commercial song as a foot tapping number.
Okay.
Rang, 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 moi. Amma moi. Rang, 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 moi. ಏ ನಾವಲ್ಲೆ ನೀ ಚಡ್ಡ ನೀವಲ್ಲೇ ನಾ ಚಡ್ಡ ನಿನ್ನದಲ್ಲಿ ಪೋಲೇನೆ ಎಂತ ಚಡ್ಡ ಏ ನೀವಲ್ಲೇ ನಾ ಚಡ್ಡ ನಾವಲ್ಲೇ ನೀ ಚಡ್ಡ ಎಂದಲ್ಲಿ ನೀ ಪೋನೇನೆ ಎಂತ ಚಡ್ಡ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್
ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಫೋಕ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಫೀಲ್ ದ ರಿದಮ್ ವೆಲ್ ಟ್ಯಾಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಿರ್ ಗೋನ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಮೋರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯೂಸಿಕ್ ಟ್ಯಾಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲಾಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸಸೈಸ್ That's the way you enjoy Indian music. Not just sitting down and listening passively, but you know what? You got to really tap your feet and work your hands. Clap.
clap with the rhythm, then you'll see how hard it is and see how hard it is for them to practice for their tongue to move so they can sing in rhythm. So stay on Rhythms India with CITR 101.9 FM. Rhythms India is the show. I'm your host, Nalini. Well, after that treat, we now have another very, very special gentleman in our studios today. And you know what? He's a local boy. So welcome, Mr. Shakti Krishna. Is that how I say your name, correct?
Yes, Shakti Krishna.
Very good. And how long have you been in Canada?
2.5 years.
And where did you relocate from?
Burnaby North.
No, 2.5 years from where?
From India, Chennai.
Where? Chennai. From Chennai.
Chennai.
Okay. So this gentleman is a newcomer, relatively speaking, 2.5 years in Canada. But I tell you, he is such a gentleman. He was the compere of the show last night. And I have not seen a better MC'd show than what he did last night. He was truly, truly amazing. And he is so polite. I've never heard the Tamil language spoken in such a beautiful way. I was so impressed. It was lovely. So both of you, can you sing one number that you...
Yeah, we can.
Please.
In Tamil?
Please.
Yesterday we sang one song, Chugadal.
Yes, go ahead.
One song. That was also a composition by A. Rahman, sir.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful song. Uh-huh. Alalakanda will sing.
Alalakanda.
So let me tell you, they're all fans of A. R. Rahman, sir. You know, the one who is from the Slumdog Millionaire, Oscar fame, Jai Ho. Well, we'll bring you that later. But for now, we've got both these fans. Did you know each other in Chennai?
No.
No.
No. Now we became
my friend's friend. Oh,
okay. Now we became brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Nah, he's such a nice person.
And your voices blend so well. Folks, listen to it yourself and tell me if you think these are two brothers from another mother, you know. Listen to their voices and see how beautifully they blend. They'll bring this number to you in Tamil. Please tell me the meaning a little bit and a few of the words of the song.
Yeah. It's something like, it's something telling about the greatness of an artist, you know. Mm-hmm. How an artist's life is, mm-hmm. How a son attributes his success to his father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because his father is also an artist, mm-hmm. son is also an artist. Mm-hmm. At the fag end of his father's life, mm-hmm. when he is in deathbed, mm-hmm. he is just contributing all the success to his father. It's an emotion, absolute emotion of an artist.
I see, okay.
The song depicts that meaning.
Mm-hmm. So this is a serious song, folks. Let's
hear
it.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like serious. You know, it's a foot tapping number, you know.
Okay.
ஆளாலக்கண்ட ஆடலுக்கு தகப்ப வணக்கமுங்க
வணக்கமுங்க
ஆடாம
ஆட்டி வச்ச வணக்கமுங்க என் காலுக்கு சலங்கையிட்ட உன் காலடிக்கு முதல் வணக்கம் என் கால் நடமாடும் ஐயா உம்ம கட்டளைகள் வெல்லும் வரைக்கும்
என் காலுக்கு சலங்கையிட்ட உன் காலடிக்கு முதல் வணக்கம் என் கால் நடமாடும் ஐயா உம்ம கட்டளைகள் வெல்லும் வரைக்கும்
நீ உண்டு உண்டு என்ற போதும் அட இல்லை இல்லை என்ற போதும்
நீ உண்டு உண்டு என்ற போதோ அட இல்லை இல்லை என்ற போதும்
சபையாடிய பாதமையா நிற்காது ஒரு போதும்
மலால கண்டா ஆளுக்கு தகப்பா வணக்கமுங்க வணக்கமுங்க எனாடாம ஆட்டி வச்ச வணக்கமுங்க வணக்கமுங்க
So that was a really upbeat toe tapping song. And he tells me that it had a sad meaning. So, you know, this is the corollary in India that we see. In India, we make anything, any situation sound happy because there is so much hope and there is, you know, there is so much talent, there is so much hope. And that's the basis for humans being kind to one another, being good with one another, and doing this amazing job where this band travels through all the countries, practices for 12 hours a day, 12 days in succession, and 7 hours a day, even though they are such, you know, professional artists. They're not novices. They're professional artists, and yet they practice 7 hours a day. I'm really so impressed with your dedication, and I thank you so very much for being on the Nalini Bhuvi show.
Oh, pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you.
And as you said, like you asked, is there any shortcut for music? Yeah. Absolutely no shortcut. Somebody asked me. Yeah, somewhere I was in Germany, somebody asked me, is there any shortcut to music? I told, absolutely not.
Right.
You have to shed your sweat.
Blood, sweat, like and blood, tears.
You know? Because I have been getting trained from the age of 5 years in Carnatic music. All these years of experiences definitely helps me. Each and every stage I just get into, it's a new experience to me. It's it's an examination for me. All these things I have to face only because of the practices and sheer dedication to music. Not only music, any form of art. Dedication and involvement is a must, I would say.
What makes you keep your inspiration? Do you have a family?
I would tell you. Actually, I would always say there are three persons who are my inspiration, my role models.
Okay.
One is director K. Balachandar, who introduced me.
Okay.
Called Yekunar Sigaram, who introduced me into the cine field.
I see.
He was my biggest inspiration. Even at the age of 80 years, he's no more now. At the age of 80 years, he was toiling so much. He was a revolutionary director.
I see.
He was a born artist.
So
always he used to encourage me a lot. He found out my talents, tapped my talents and brought it out. The next one is absolutely A.R. Rahmanji. He's always my constant source of inspiration. Because I would always, he never has saturation. He always says, okay, next level. We should just proceed ahead.
Right.
Don't look back. Just go ahead. Go, enhance yourself. Enhance your way of performance or improve your skills. Each day is a learning for you. Each moment is a learning. Is a scope
experience
for improvement for you. And
So he's got a young mind and he projects that to everybody.
Absolutely. He told me once, every human has got a barrier just in front of him.
Right.
If somebody breaks the barrier or breaks the wall, he'll be the successful man, which is very tough to do, he said. So no closed views. Always your mind should be open, you know, so that you'll be in a position to receive some new things.
Right.
You shouldn't think that you are always the best, right? You are always right, right? So many things, inputs he needs always. So that is one big inspiration for me. Absolutely, Rama.
So his mind is like a parachute.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely
open for action.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So who's your third inspiration?
Of course, my guru, the greatest legend. He was a musicologist. Professor S. Rajam, late Professor S. Rajam.
Oh, S. You know what? I didn't know he was your guru because I've played his numbers on my show so many times.
He was an artist also. Born artist. He was a born musician, born artist. He knew in and out of Carnatic music.
Really.
Great scholar. And at the age of fag end of 91 years, tomorrow he's going to die. Today he was finishing his project, L&T, Lawson & Toubro Company. He was painting, finishing his paintworks. Such an amazing, gifted artist. He used to say, just live for the sake of art. Don't live for the sake of commercial aspect or money. That's what I've been trying to follow all these years.
Wonderful. Yeah. And you're doing such an amazing job. You're doing
Thank
such
you.
A great job.
Thank you
we
so
just
much.
Thank loved you. You very much.
Thank you so much.
Keep it up.
Yeah, thank you.
So, loved having you, Mr. Shakti Krishna.
Yeah.
And because you're local, we can have you again, I hope. And, you know, you've done such an amazing job putting that show together. So I hope you're going to bring some more of this, all this stuff. And it'll be lovely. It'll be very nice.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're still on the Nalini Bhuvi show on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And I am going to play a little bit of another young boy who actually, I was at a concert 2 nights ago. And he sang there, but right now he's a fairly big Bollywood star, I should say, because he's gone into competition. And his name is Jagpreet Bajwa. And what's amazing about him is that he's totally blind from the age of 6 months. And listen to him singing. Let's see what I have here for you. Jagpreet is going to be singing Abhi Mujhme Kahin. If I can get this what's going. So, folks, you are on the Nalini Bhuvi show. You're on the Rhythms India show on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And we have Jagpreet Bajwa on कभी मुझ में कहीं। So, folks, you're on Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And as I said, I have some very, very special people in this audience today, in the studios today, along with me hosting this show. And I'm so privileged to have them. So, let me have, you know, I introduced you to A.R. Rahmanji's sister, Rihanna. She's the older sister, so she calls rank here, you know. And so we're going to end this show with a number from her, and then we will have Jai Ho, which is the Oscar-winning number for which not only is Mr. A.R. Rahman and his band known, but the whole of India is so proud of. Now, I would be remiss, though, if I didn't introduce Mr. Arvind. He is, could you just please take the mic? And he belongs to Sargam Productions.
Yes.
Okay, and what is Sargam Productions?
Sargam Productions, we, Mr. Shakti,
uh-huh.
Binoj and Dana, we are made the team.
Okay.
We give a unique concert to bring all these people to give a performance for the people, so we just started like that.
Wonderful. So he is actually the instrument behind this whole team coming. And so take it away, Rihanna ji.
Varaka nadi karayoram ore ore parve paate nilave nillana sonna kanama odi maranje kannillulla kaatchi ellam kanmaniyai urathum காணாதவோருவோம்
Wonderful. Now let's go with Jai Ho.
आजा आजा जिंद शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले जय हो जय हो आजा आजा जिंद शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले जय हो जय हो जय हो जय हो जय रति रति सच मैंने दान गवाई है, नच नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है, अखियों के नींद मैंने फूंकों से उड़ा दी, नीले नीले तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है, आजा आजा जिंद शामी आने के तले, आजा जरी वाले नीले आस माने के तले, जय हो जय हो
थामे दिल,
जय हो
थाले दिल,
जय हो।
That was a treat. You know why? Because they didn't have an orchestra. Think about it. I mean, who can sing? You have to be really talented. Otherwise, you cannot pull this off. Even though it's such a catchy number, it's such a beautiful composition, it's such a beautiful number, still, you cannot, one cannot pull it off easily. So, thanks to all of you for doing such an amazing job on today's show, the Rhythms India show on CITR Radio 101.9 FM with me, host Nalini. So, I have just about a minute and a half. And in that minute and a half, I would like to invite, because three of you are from India and we don't really get to you that often over here, so I would like to invite all three of you to give me a small little story, a quick one.
Yeah, this the show that we did, Sargam Productions, it was a lovely show. And the concept, I think, is really new because he wanted all the Indians to participate in the show, listen to it. And so he had this Punjabi, Telugu. Of course, we didn't have time to sing Telugu. We had Malayalam, then we had Tamil. So we had all these songs coming up. And we practiced. I practiced Punjabi for the first time. Uburi Kumar is a childhood friend of Rehman, who was also a colleague of Rehman. So they've been associated for more than so many years, I think 40 years, around four decades they were there together. And he came to my house when he was just 8 years old. And Dr. Narayan is such a splendid singer. He sings so beautifully. He can sing any genre of singing. So that way he's like, he can pull off a full show with 30 songs just by himself. And we have this beautiful girl.
Yeah,
we know that. And she also.
She's the youth coordinator of the Sargam Productions. And we're very happy to have you here. And she is the daughter of Mr. Lingi Chetty, who was very instrumental in Namaste Canada 2 years ago, which was the first time that was started here. And we're very happy that that happened. So congratulations to your dad for that, too.
Thank you. Thank
and I think I love Vancouver, the people and the place. It's fantastic. So we'd love to come again.
If you guys please come again. Vancouver loves to have
and
you.
And it was lovely singing for Sargam Productions.
Absolutely.
Mr. Shakti, Arvind, and
We are privileged.
So thank you
absolutely.
So much. Yeah.
And we love you all, Vancouverians.
Thank you so much for being on the Rhythms India show with me, host Nalini.
And you were a great host.
Oh,
absolutely. That's very important.
We love your voice too.
Thank you. So we're just going to do the outro for my show, and we have. We have Michael waiting to come into the studios, and so we'll leave you with our ending here. Thanks for being with us. Goodbye.
Thank you for inviting.
Yeah, thank you for inviting.
This is Nalini Bui, your host and producer, signing off for this segment of Rhythms India on CITR 101.9.